My brain creates my body. My brain creates my body. Every attitude I have in my mind, in my brain, creates my body. Creates my body to be whatever it is that I want my body to be. So my brain creates my body, and that's all that is to it. Every thought that I have going on in my brain brings forth a response in my body. So when I think I'm healthy, I'm vital, I'm dynamic, I'm alive, I'm healthy, I'm vital, I'm dynamic, I'm alive, when I think those thoughts, my brain responds to those thoughts. My brain responds only to the thoughts of my attitude about myself. Now, is that attitude about myself a positive attitude, a joyous attitude, a grand attitude, an attitude that makes me feel good about myself? If it does, then I'm on top of it all. I'm on top of it all when my brain talks to me and says to me that I'm a good person, I'm a joyous person, I'm a fantastic person, I'm a magnificent person. My brain is on top of it all when I say those things about myself. When I say every moment of my life, I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Every moment of my life, I live in a body that is beautiful and fantastic. I choose to look at my body and call it good. I choose to look at my body and name all the aspects of my body as good and very good. I look at my toes and say, what wonderful toes I have. They give me a wonderful balance. They are so fantastic. And I look at my body in every other way, and I say to myself, I am wonderful. I look at my ankles, my knees, my genitals. I look at my organs, my stomach. I look at everything about me, and I say, it is good and very good. It is wonderful and very wonderful. It is fantastic and very fantastic, because that's all that matters about it. That's all that matters about my body, is how wonderful it is, how fantastic it is, how joyous it is. And when I put that cause in motion for myself, then that is the response I have in my body. That's the response I have in my life, the response I have in my world. Every time I do anything, I think anything, anytime I have any attitude at all, it's a good attitude. So when I eat something, I say, this is good. Good for my body. It's wonderful for my body. It makes my body healthy, wealthy, and wise. It is good for me. Whenever I do any exercise, I say, this is fantastic. Every time I walk, I don't really think of the things I do as exercise. But every time I walk around the 100 acres of the Absolute Monastery here every single morning with my dog, Ruby. And we walk at a good pace. My chin is up, my chest is out, my shoulders back. I feel great. I feel wonderful. I say to my body, you're a wonderful body. You're a fantastic body. You're a glorious body. You're a grand body. You're a fantastic, fantastic, fantastic body. And my body responds that way. And I feel good when I walk. I don't think that I'm exercising. I am exercising, but I don't feel that I am. I just walk with a certain amount of happiness in my heart, a certain amount of joy in my heart, a certain amount of goodness in me. And that happiness, joy, and goodness in me is something so wonderful, so fulfilling, so grand, that I feel every moment of my life I'm living in a positive, beautiful, uplifting body. So when I lift up my chin, it's kind of different, because normally I let my chin drop a little bit so I can see the path before me. But I lift up my chin, and I turn my eyes down, and I see what I'm doing. But I lift up my chin. The very act of lifting up my chin makes me feel good. The very act of lifting up my chin makes me feel wonderful and fantastic. The very act of being who I am is a wonderful, joyous, fantastic, beautiful thing. And that's all that it takes. That's all that it is, and that's all that matters. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I live in the glory of all that my body is. And I say, as I stick out my chest, yes, 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 throw back my shoulders, yes, yes, yes. This body is the temple of the living God. This body is super. This body is fantastic. And that's what I say about myself every moment of my life. Every moment of my life. When I sit in the chair, I try to sit more upright than I do slouching. Slouching is something that we become accustomed to doing, and our body says, okay, you're not too interested in life. You're not too interested in what's going on. That's what slouching does. And whenever I slouch, I say to myself, I'm not alert, awake, alive. I'm not fantastic. I'm not joyous. When I slouch, I say, I don't appreciate this body of mine. So, what do? I open up my heart. I open up my mind. I open up my body. And I see myself living fantastically, joyously, wonderfully in every beautiful way, because that's who I am. Now, that's all that any of us have to do to enjoy our bodies, to say, my brain creates my body, because the thoughts in my brain are the thoughts that create my body. So when a thought comes to my brain and it says, smile, you're at camera. So I smile, and I have a sort of goofy smile on my face, but a happy smile. And another thing, hey, all the world is looking at you and using you as an example for them of a happy person. Oh, really? Well, then I must be a happy person. And it reminds me to be a happy person again and again. Now, all the world's not looking at me to see a happy person. All the world looks at me and sees a happy person. They see what I am. I don't make myself that way for them or for anybody else. I just am a happy person. And this is the way I want to live my life. This is the kind of body I want to live in. This is the kind of experience I want to know. This is all that's important to me, is to be myself and to have fun. I am that I am. I am that fantastic, joyous, marvelous, wonderful being that I am, because that's all that I am. Now, can you say that for yourself? Can you live that for yourself in your life? Can you know that that's all that you are? Can you realize that nothing in the world matters except that you are you and you are fantastic? Can you realize that? I do. Well, why don't you? I think you do, because you're my reflection. Now, Rex is again barking at the cat, barking at the rabbits, barking at life and saying, oh, wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. But really, life is just wonderful, and we make it that way. Today, claim this for yourself. Claim this as your reality, as I claim it for mine. My brain creates my body. And so in my brain, I have thoughts of positive attitudes toward my body, toward my life, and toward my affairs. I have positive attitudes about everything that I am, because that's all that I am, and that's all that matters. I live in this beautiful, positive, fantastic, joyous, magnificent life, this magnificent body, this magnificent world, because that's all that matters to me. Well, now, what matters to you? The same thing? Oh, yes, I think the same thing. So, live your life so beautifully, so fully, so wonderfully, so magnificently, that everything you do is an expression of the divine within you. Let your brain create your body, how you enjoy a perfect body. Every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. I live in the delight of my body. I live in the delight of my world. I live in the delight of who I am. And I am fantastic. I'm marvelous. I'm wonderful. And so are you. Make this claim for yourself today. Make this claim for yourself every day. Make this claim for every moment of your life, and create with your brain the body you live in, definitely, specifically, purposefully, and watch how the body you live in is a perfect representation of the thoughts you have in your brain. Have a wonderful day, and know that with all my heart and soul and being, I love you. I love you. I love you.